Who is it?
It's us, Zadie, Akiva and Yehuda.
Well, look who's here. Such wonderful guests. Good morning, Akivale, and good morning to you too, Yehuda. Oh, such beautiful weather today. So are you sure you don't want to go to the park and play ball or something?
No way, Mr. Friedman. I almost couldn't fall asleep last night. I was so excited to hear the story you said you were going to tell us today.
Ah, I'm so glad you enjoyed yesterday's Mice Boys. Well, I have my storybook right here and we're all ready to start. I suggest I come out and join you right here on the front porch so we can all enjoy the wonderful breeze.
Do you know which story you're going to tell us, Zadie?
Well, Akivale, just a few minutes ago I began to think about which story you might want to hear. And poof, it suddenly hit me. I think I know just the one.
I hope it's a new one again, Zadie. Is it?
Well, Akiva, did I ever tell you the story of the lost treasure?
The lost treasure?
Nope, I don't think you ever told me that one, Zadie.
It sounds exciting, Mr. Friedman. I can't wait for it to begin.
But Akiva and Yehuda, before we start, how about some more of Bubby's delicious cookies that you had yesterday? And maybe also a cool glass of milk.
No, thank you, Mr. Friedman. Those can wait till later. We just want to hear the story already.
Okay, boys, whatever you say. Now, Akiva and Yehuda, the amazing story you're about to hear takes us centuries back in time to the terrible years of Tachvatat, when the evil Russia, Bogdan Khmelnytsky, and his army of Cossacks joined forces with a group of soldiers who were from the Tartars and stormed their way across Poland, destroying entire communities of Jews one after the other.